This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Meaney. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that President Trump ordered the Pentagon to carry out the airstrike that killed a leading Iranian military commander who had traveled to Iraq.
Officials say a top Revolutionary Guard commander was among the seven people killed in an airstrike at Iraq's main airport in Baghdad. The Pentagon issued a statement saying that he was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in the Middle East. Also killed was the deputy commander of an Iranian-backed militia group that's operating in Iraq.
And military analyst Daniel Davis, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, says that he'd advocate for getting U.S. troops out of Syria and Iraq as soon as possible.
Members of the Hashd al-Shaabi had already threatened to attack U.S. military personnel and U.S. personnel in the region, both Syria and Iraq, in retaliation for our 29 December strikes. I can only imagine how that's going to go up substantially at this point. And the last thing we need is to have more troops killed and to potentially draw us into a war with Iran.
And the attack came amid tensions with the United States after a New Year's Eve attack by Iran-backed militias on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The two-day embassy attack, which ended Wednesday, prompted President Trump to order about 750 U.S. soldiers deployed to the Middle East. Taiwan grounded its fleet of Black Hawk helicopters after a crash killed the island's top military officer and other prominent figures. The official Central News Agency said Friday all 52 of the UH-60M aircraft belonging to the Air Force and Army and National Airborne Service Corps have ceased flight operations while they are inspected for any problems with their structural software, radar, and other systems. This is VOA News. A state of emergency is underway in New South Wales, and Victoria State has declared a state of disaster as Australia battles deadly bushfires. As Phil Mercer reports, thousands of vacationers have been ordered to leave the area.
The mass exodus from southern New South Wales is underway. The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The White House said President Trump has warned Turkey's president that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. As Emma McCarthy with Reuters reports, the phone call came after his parliament Thursday overwhelmingly approved a bill that allows troop deployment in Libya.
Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing troop deployment in Libya on Thursday, a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but is unlikely. President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognised government of national accord for Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE and Jordan.
Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges in an escape that has baffled and embarrassed authorities. In an interview with the Associated Press, Lebanon's Justice Minister Albert Sohan suggested for the first time that the automotive titan may be brought in for questioning. The General Prosecution will fully implement the notice, and that includes summoning him and listening to his testimony. And then, if there are measures to be taken, then they will be taken, said Sohan. But he said Ghosn entered the country on a legal passport, and he appeared to cast doubt on the possibility Lebanon would hand Ghosn over to Japan. I'm Karen Shamas.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.